Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast. Thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Did you miss a show? Download the podcast now.
Hey, it's Elena J. The Playhouse reminisced about their childhood and chatted about sleepover horror stories. What could possibly go wrong with playing Bloody Mary? Plus, Halloween this year is just not going to be the same because now there is a pumpkin shortage. But what is something you can't live without? And oh yeah, I had a teacher who blanked. We talk about our crazy teacher stories, including a teacher who got fired for doing what type of art? All of this plus so much more is coming up in the Playhouse Podcast, which starts now.
So, Liam is how old now?
He is 8, and he just had his first sleepover with a friend. Like, he has always his whole life gone and done weekends with grandparents or whatever, and has never had a problem with it. And so he ran up to the bedroom. He had his friend Mason over. We went to Air Max, and they just didn't want the fun to stop. And so he comes up. He's like, so talk to Mason. I'm wondering, can I just like do a sleepover at his house? And I go, well, you can't just invite yourself, you know.
That's
if
how
he
kids
really
do.
Wants you to, let's ask his mom and see if she's cool with it. And they have like this compound, so they were running, they were hand fishing, they were jumping on the trampoline.
Hand fishing?
Yes. And I mean, he had a blast. I'm like, that couldn't have turned out any better. My phone was on all night.
No hazing though? None?
None. His friend's like half the size of him, so good luck.
Maybe get pummeled.
But he, I'm like, nobody stuck your hand in water? That was the worst. Falling asleep first, and then they're like, oh, come on, let's have her pee her pants. That's not even funny.
I think it's funny.
I know, but I was always tired. I just wanted to go to bed. And then they'd write on you. They'd write your crush's name in Sharpie, so it would take forever to come off. Girls are not cool.
We used to take duct tape and put it over people's eyebrows so that in the morning when they woke up that it would rip most of their eyebrows off.
That's horrible. That's really bad.
Elena, you ever had the good hazing at a sleepover?
Oh, totally, yeah. It's the constant, you lock people in the room because you don't want them to be a part of your fun. I was the person locked in the room with like one other person. We're just like, we can't get out, you know, banging on the door.
So they were out there having fun and they didn't want you to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know if it was a pity invite. You know where you have to invite? Because I went to kind of like a smaller school. And so you have to invite everybody that's in your class.
Yeah.
You know, or in your homeroom. And then you get invited and then they don't really want you there. So you're locked in a room.
I feel so bad.
I'm like about to cry, actually.
I'm about to cry for you. Like, I was never that girl.
I think I buried that deep down.
Yeah. I haven't heard about this.
All right. We'll take a break from talking about it for you.
Now, I do feel so bad.
I feel really sad for you. That's awful. You know what? Party line was horrible. Party line was really bad. You remember that? Where you could call people and then they'd ask you questions about the other person and that person is being really quiet on the third line and you're answering the questions. Honestly.
You are
It wasn't me. I was
a horrible human being.
I would fall for it all the time and then they're like, oh, Carissa's on the line. Oh, Cammy's on the line. Now she knows exactly what you think.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
God.
You guys are the devil. So.
This is why we're in the situation we're in right now, is because of the past sins of you guys. This is some horrible stuff. Now, Karen, you're am I getting this right? And I know I don't want to requisite a Karen, but you're completely okay with like the co-ed sleepover thing?
My son has his good friend stay over all the time, little girl. They're 9 years old, almost 10.
Huh.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm always there. And then through the night, I'll check in and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Usually they're asleep at night.
Okay.
Haven't caught nothing yet.
Yet. That's the main word.
You gotta sleep some point.
Yet.
Of the night. You gotta fall asleep. Like, I slept over at my friend Lane's house. And he had very absentee parents.
Did you do stuff?
Yes, we messed around.
How old?
Over the sweater stuff, innocent stuff, but it was like, for the love of God, I would not do that. I would not do co-ed sleepovers. They are not.
Till what age?
You just don't. After you're 18, then you're in college, then you can make your own decisions. But before, no. End up on Maury.
And this is an absolute no on your end?
We don't allow sleepovers just because I don't know who's coming in that person's house and who they're not controlling coming in that person's house. So co-ed would be completely...
Right.
Nope.
No, that's too below the belt. Wouldn't happen.
Jeez.
Wouldn't happen.
Okay.
Would not happen.
I don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you.
I'm trying to get Catherine to call because she says, note to self, don't send kids to sleepovers.
Ever?
Ever. She just said, period.
After hearing your guys' horror stories, like, I thought we, you know, duct taping people was bad.
Yeah.
And then I hear you guys, and this teen line thing sounds like the worst.
They don't do that anymore. Now it's just, like, terrible social media stuff. But
so let me get this right. You would call...
Here,
like,
let's act it out. I'm going to call you, Elena, okay?
Oh, she's grabbing calls right now.
Oh, okay.
So you would call a boy and be like, hey, Travis, what do you think about Nikki?
And he's like, she is so gross.
And she would be listening on the other line.
Yeah, there's no way I'd kiss her. She never brushes her teeth. And she always smells like cigarette smoke and all this stuff. And then you're like, Nikki, what do you think of all this? And then Travis is like,
this is you're horrible.
It would happen all the time.
Hello, Deb.
Hello. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you for calling the show. We were talking about these sleepovers and whether or not co-ed sleepovers are okay. And Liam had his cat's 8-year-old had his first sleepover. I was like, that seemed old to me to have your first sleepover. I was shucking my kids off to other people's homes when they were 6 and 7, 5 even.
He could have handled it. I mean, he doesn't have a problem with sleeping over, but this was like his first epic sleepover with his guy friend. And they did every bonfire. They had so much fun.
But no hazing. None whatsoever.
No.
Like they didn't try and make each other wet the bed or anything. And this is your
daughter. He did it all on his own.
This is your daughter you're talking about, by the way. What's the joke?
Yeah. So she was 8 years old. And this was either her first or second. But I'm going to guess it's her first because there was none after this.
Yeah. Mm.
So the girls came over. We had a really good time. We did all the things that you do with little girls, you know, that was kind of thing. And then they wanted to do Bloody Mary. And I said, no, I don't think we should do that. I know, right? So they wanted to do it. And I thought, all right, I'm the cool mom.
Deb, hang on a second real quick. What's Bloody Mary for people that don't? Is this where you pull your eyelids down?
No, you stand in a dark bathroom in front of a mirror and you say, I believe in Bloody Mary. You do it 3 times. And then you turn the light on. She's supposed to be right behind you. And then she kills you.
Well, what's wrong with you people?
Right. So all doing that.
Yeah.
I decided to, take it a little further. So I put ketchup in my hand.
You are my kind of girl.
Deb.
I know. This ends so badly. We did Bloody Mary, and I smeared all over my face, and we turned the light on, and all hell broke loose.
Yes.
One girl threw up, one girl peed herself. We had to call the parents. The one mom kind of hit me. She was like, really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So bad.
You are my spirit animal. This is like what I will do. I will do this. I'm just waiting for the most opportune time. Mm-hmm.
First off.
Well, expect to get hit because that one mom was really upset with me. I could turn you in to chill, protect the
services. Take a joke. Sorry. Yeah.
First off, I don't know if I've ever heard of this Bloody Mary thing. Like, this is...
Boys don't do this, just girls.
This is, number one, I'm not doing anything where I'm inviting Satan into my house. Like, I'm keeping a stronghold on the doorway there. So that seems silly to begin with.
She never shows up.
How old were these girls when you decided to smear blood all over your face and scare the hell out of them?
About 8.
Good call. That could probably do no. That's not going to do any long term damage, is it, Deb?
This is my favorite story. This is awesome.
And my daughter, she's just so cool about it. She puts her hand on her hip and she goes, "Way to go, mom!"
All your
ruined
fault.
All my friendships.
Everybody hates me. Yeah. All right. Hey, great story.
She knew that was going to happen.
I'm glad you called.
She had to know. Thank you.
Good talk. Thanks, Deb. You too. Everybody getting like complete ideas now of how to wreck their children, courtesy of Deb. God. The one girl threw
up. A wimpy generation. They can't play Bloody Mary anymore.
The one girl threw up. The other girl peed herself. Then one mom hit me. Like, that was where it really got me. Now, just when I thought that was the end of it, I don't even know if we want to take this. You're okay with this? Haley, like if they get a little bit older?
Once they get to be about 17, 18, I'm okay with it.
What?
Like my daughter's boyfriend stayed the night.
Really?
They slept in separate rooms, but he stayed the night.
Sure.
I did not go to any co-ed sleepovers, but it's funny because my husband now we were dating when we were teenagers.
Uh-huh.
He actually stayed the night a couple times at my house.
And?
Because we lived so far away, and my mom didn't want him driving home late at night.
Yeah.
So it was the whole, he had to sleep on the couch in the living room, and I slept in my bedroom. And, you know, nothing happened. We honored my mom's rules because... We didn't have the fear of God. We had the fear of mom.
There. Well, so that's part of it.
You want to know what I would time out? That's so funny that you said that. I would make sure to check the forecast that day. And if there was going to be like this huge snowstorm, I would go over to my boyfriend Joe's. I was 17.
He'd have to stay for the snow.
And I'm like, Mom, I can't. You want me to drive in this? What's wrong with you? I lived a block and a half away. And I would spend the night. She's like, well, I guess you're right.
Learning so many disturbing things about you people today.
Weirdness.
I had to look and see if it was March 18th, my birthday, because there were two bits of Karen audio to choose from today. One was a woman that left her dog in the car. We can air that later on during the show. But this one, Trump that one. This is a Karen that got ditched by an Uber driver because she was the one that put in the wrong ride location, yet it was his fault.
Hello. This is Carmela's. That's Monza.
The address says Carmelo's.
Oh, no, it's Monza. It's back there.
I can't read minds. I can only go by what it tells me.
Okay, well, are you in a good mood?
Yes, I'm good. Do you realize that the address that
doesn't
you...
Doesn't matter. Are you good? Can you get me home safe and sound?
Yes. Do you realize the address you gave me was Carmelo's?
Are you going to be okay? Or are you going to have an attitude?
I'm done. This ride is canceled.
You've got to be kidding me.
Because the attitude I'm getting is from you.
You are the first person in the history of time that has ever been upset with me, Lawrence, for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
No stars.
Oh, yeah.
No stars for you, Karen. So they all sound like the calm down woman, do they not?
A little bit.
Are you going to be okay? Are you going to be okay? So a Salt Lake City man named Caleb Gibson recently refused to return a Subaru when he was test driving it. So he was out with the car salesman. Car salesman says, okay, test drive is over. Let's bring it back to the lot.
He's like, no.
And the salesman had to call 911 because the guy started speeding up to 100 miles per hour, rolled the windows down, turned up his favorite radio station, which is probably this one. And then state troopers, they had to follow him through the strips down and stopped him that way. And so now he's been charged with felony kidnapping. All because you wanted to go on a joyride and didn't bring the salesman back.
First thing that pops into my head, do you guys remember the Seinfeld episode where Jerry is going to go buy a new car, but Kramer decides to go on a test ride anyways, and he's got the sales guy with him, and the sales guy's like, you know, it's getting pretty low on fuel. We should pull over here and get some gas. He's like, no. Let's see how far, you know, my friend who's a major celebrity might be buying this car. And so he gets it and they go, they see how long they can go, how far they can go past E.
Yeah.
Where it's, and then it just, the car dies on the side of the road. Kramer just gets out. It's just like, this guy, they're 60 miles from the dealership and this guy's stranded out there.
Oh, there's someone out there every moment of the day. And that is what's weird.
Time for group therapy. We get a lot of emails, a lot of text messages, a lot of DMs of people who are like, hey, this is going on in my life. And we're like, this is going to be perfect for group therapy. What we've realized is that the Playhouse audience is always very, very cool with giving advice and, you know, maybe a little judgy sometimes, but I think that comes from Kat being so judgmental herself. Alicia, I appreciate you joining the show. What's going on in your life?
Okay, so I'm dating a younger man.
Good for you.
I'm in my mid-30s. He's about 7 years younger.
7 years younger. We just talked about this the other day, how 50% of women would go either way. 50% wouldn't date younger. 50% would.
So you're obviously in that 50 that would. So what's going on? What's the problem
honestly,
here?
Honestly, like, I was never, like, into younger guys. But, you know, as you get older, it's a little older, too. So it hasn't been too bad. Unfortunately, there's been kind of a money issue.
Yeah.
For instance, when we go out, he just, like, always orders the most expensive things. Like, I have, like, a good-paying job, you know, and I don't mind, you know, like, paying the bills sometimes. But, you know, we're going out to dinner, and he's ordering a $200 bottle of wine.
Woo! Now, Alicia, you know, I think we were all there. I think that's why you pay, because you're like, well, I was 23 once, or however old he is. He's 7 years younger, whatever, mid-20s. You didn't have money. Yeah. It was nice when someone else paid. But if you were dating an older man, you would never tolerate this as a female, having him, like, having you pay for stuff, you know? So it should work both ways.
You know, since I do have a good job, like, I don't mind, you know, footing the bill sometimes. But I just feel like I might be, like, being taken advantage of now.
Yeah.
Like, we eat these expensive meals, and we, like, don't even finish them. So I don't know if he's, like, pushing the limit. You know, ultimately, I don't want to be a sugar mama.
Yeah. Well, girl, you're giving all the gallons of milk away.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Listen, at the bottom line here is, are you happy with everything else?
Yeah. He is younger, but we connect. I don't really notice the age difference too much besides this money issue. And I just am at a point, like, I don't know if I should bring it up to him or, you know, just kind of end this. Because it's probably going to continue.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, this will make for a good group therapy discussion here. So usually what we do with these kind of calls, we'll throw them out to our audience. And if you want to turn the radio up, we'll kind of get their thoughts. But I'm like, hey, if you got the money, keep spending it because, you know, let the good times roll. But we'll see what everybody else thinks, okay?
Okay, great.
Elena, what do you do here? Do you keep paying for stuff if it was you?
You know, I've been in this situation before, and I did keep paying for stuff. But the nice thing was that my ex, she didn't order the most expensive things, but I was just expected to pay for everything. So I think you definitely just need to have a conversation with them and say, hey, I'm fine paying for things, but, you know, $200 for
that's
wine.
A like, tough that's... conversation if you know he doesn't have a gig. You know what I mean? Like if he's just playing video games.
Well, just say, hey, I'm not balling. I'm not ordering this stuff, so why are you ordering
for
it?
For decades, guys have had arm candy that don't have a job, and nobody cared. And now one girl's going to do it, and she's calling the radio station saying, am I a sugar
girls.
Mama?
We're talking about this guys. Is,
it's Crazy Mary, everybody. Good morning, Crazy Mary.
Hi.
What do you think? What would you do here? Would you keep paying for this stuff?
I'd talk to him.
You'd talk to him
and say
about
what? What do you say to this guy?
Explain to him that you don't mind paying, but maybe not get the $200 bottle of wine every time. Don't get the biggest meal every time.
Yeah.
Being a cheapskate myself, and I am dating a younger man.
Ooh, how much younger?
Who, 3-4 years.
Okay. Does he know that you're dating? Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure. Because sometimes you say things. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, I completely agree with you. I mean, once you have that conversation, just say, listen, don't be rude. What?
Just showing up at his house doesn't mean you're dating.
You're right. That open dialogue has to happen. 100%.
Explain to himself. He offers to take me out, quote unquote, someplace expensive, and my first thought is Subway.
Right. That should not be your first thought.
No, something more expensive. Well, I'm a cheapskate, like I said.
Raise the bar.
When you have cravings for Subway, you go for Subway. And then when he says more expensive, you go Panda Express.
There you go. All right, Mary, what are you doing today?
Getting ready for work.
Okay. All right. Best
Thank
go
you
get
for the
in
laughs,
that shower,
Mary.
Then.
I appreciate it. I needed that.
You're the best.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
She just make a cat noise.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on there?
Brad says if she's drinking the wine and eating like a baller, then she has no right to complain. Mm-hmm. Well, he ordered it. So what, she's not going to drink the wine?
This is a horrible double standard. Shame on you for thinking this is okay to let her have a talk with this guy. Just be, can we just all be happy?
I just want her to be happy. She's the only one I care about.
That's why I said, is everything else good in the relationship?
She said yes.
Guy's been paying this stuff since the beginning of time.
Nookie and now, will and now, take you so far.
And now
far.
That a girl is paying for it, oh my God, let's talk about it. Let's talk about our feelings, everybody.
2020, a.k.a. the year of shortages. So it all started with toilet paper. Everybody freaking out, buying toilet paper at the start of the pandemic.
Guys, do you know how much toilet paper is in the crawl space underneath my stairs right now?
So selfish.
My wife had ordered so much and then didn't cancel the orders when finally, I bet I've got 200 rolls of toilet paper at home.
Bring some in.
Oh my God.
Why?
When are you ever going to use it all?
I take toilet paper. I don't bring it from here. What else?
But then now we're having like a can shortage. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but like soup cans and whatnot, even pop cans. A lot of bottles are available, but you just can't get cans. And now they're saying pumpkins are going to be in a shortage this year.
Really? Well,
because of, the heavy rain messed up with all the pumpkin harvest. So Halloween, it's just not going to be the same if you don't have your pumpkins to carve, right? So I want to know, what is that one item, if they were to run out of it, if there was a shortage, you just... you would lose your mind. You wouldn't be able to live without it.
It's easy. Pre-workout.
Mine was kind of along the same lines, but nothing to work out with, but my collagen powder. I love it. I'm addicted. I do it twice a day. That's why my hair is so beautiful and luscious and thick. If you wanted to know, and I'm talking about my head hair.
Jesus.
Not my lip hair. What are you thinking about?
Your toe hair?
Oh, yeah. That's an issue.
Oh, Lena, how about you? What could you not live without?
I got to go with a deodorant. I am starting to run out right now, and I'm like, I got to get to the store. And if I went to the store and there was no deodorant, I would freak out.
Really? I buy the two packs every time I go. Plus, now Liam's wearing deodorant, so all of us have to have our own stick. What? It's just You're being so awkward today.
It's just
today.
The way you say it. So for me, it's got to be there's... I'm at the age right now where if I don't have, like, the pre-workout actually makes me have to work out. So I can take it, and I can know in 30 minutes that I have to be working out. Otherwise, it's a waste.
So what do you get, like, Corky Romano? No, do you have a question?
No. It helps my blood flow quite a bit. I get a little more vascular. It's fun when you see a vein, you know, pop out. Shut up. God, I just can't. Anyways, how about you? What's the one thing you just can't live without? Your world would almost come to an end if you didn't have what?
Liam's so mad. I chose, there's a farmer across the street, and he always just says donation box or whatever, throw whatever in. And so I grabbed all the ugly pimply ones, and Liam's like, why are you grabbing all the ugly ones? And
he's like, because they look like you.
Yeah.
That's how you treat a kid. So the question is, like, what can you just, I mean, there's going to be people that are really genuinely wigging out about Halloween and having no pumpkins. So what can't you live without? And we got a text from Sarah said tampons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, obviously. She said she went to the store once during the pandemic and there wasn't much of a selection. Guys, we were at a fall ball tournament this last weekend with my son, and we had to stop for gas on the way home, and it was close to an apartment I had when I was in college. And I go, no, look at this gas station we're stopping at right here. You know what this station is? And he goes, what? I go, this is a monumental place. And he goes, well, what happened here? I said, this is the very first time I bought your mother tampons. Trisha was staying over at my place.
Yeah.
And she looked me in the face and said, we got a problem. And I said, what? She goes, and I'd never purchased tampons before, and I drove the whole way there at about 4 miles an hour going, I don't know if I can do this.
What was it like sending a boy to do a man's job, or did you know what size and what kind to get?
She had to write down exactly what it was, and I walk into a gas station at 11:30 on a Friday night, and I go, y'all got these? Yeah. And the guy behind the counter looked at me and goes, just kind of grunted. He goes, they're by the garbage bags.
Yeah.
I grabbed two. Uh-huh. So I didn't. No.
Did you throw in a tin of Copenhagen to make you feel a little bit more manly?
Some old Harpers? Yeah. No, I didn't do any of that. Ashley, you would just start freaking out if we had a shortage of what?
Dr. Pepper.
That's your jam, huh?
Yeah.
How many are we looking at a day?
Like two. Too much.
Is it the first thing you think about in the morning?
No. I'm a mom, so I really need coffee.
Yeah. So you get your coffee, and then for that bubbly effervescence, you go to your Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't mind Dr. Pepper.
Is that have prunes in it? I heard it had prunes, some kind of prunes or a laxative in it. Is that right?
So we're getting our fruits.
Yeah, so you're getting your fruit. No, I thought it was either Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb that apparently has some kind of a, like it had prune juice in it, so it might keep you regular.
I don't need that. Well, I hope they never run out.
And a lot of stuff, so you never know.
Yeah, all right. Well, have you had one yet today?
No, not yet.
So you're craving it. Yeah, I got you. All right, well, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, Ashley.
Thank you, bye.
She'll go home and she'll shotgun two Dr. Peppers. The rest of the day will be a whole lot better.
7661 could not live without Mountain Dew. I'm at six a day. Six a day. I'm all about consumption of soda.
How about this text? But, hey, idiots, how about using fake pumpkins? Yeah. Yeah, you know, you got it.
Those cost more money, though. Plus, they're not as fun or festive because you have fake pumpkins.
Jonathan, what's good? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We were talking on the show today about the fact that there's going to be a pumpkin shortage. And right in time for Halloween, this looks horrible. What's the other thing you couldn't live without, man?
The kiwi strawberry Propel water.
Oh, that's delicious.
Oh, yeah. I go through, like, two of the 12 packs every 2 or 3 days.
You mean two of the bottles of the 12 packs, or are you drinking 24 Propel waters every 2 days?
Like 24 Propel waters every 2 days.
Woo! Oh, my goodness. That's a lot.
That's okay. And now, the big difference is it's real water. It's just flavored, right? Or does it add vitamins and everything else?
No, it's real water. It's just flavored. It has, like, zero sugar and everything in it. Sure. I hate the taste of regular water.
Okay. Yeah, I go through those spurts, too. I just picked up, actually, some strawberry lemonade, pink lemonade, actually, yeah. Some of those powder packets.
Those additives, as long as they're little, the very little sugar in them, you're fine.
So I get that, but I can't have, like, a whole lot of taste to my water.
So yeah, they're definitely better than regular water.
Yeah, and I mean, when you got a bottle of it, and that's the best part about the stuff you're talking about is even if it's a little warm, like usually I got to have just ice cold water, but even if that stuff's a little warm, it's still okay to, you know.
Now, where do you get it? Like pallets of it? You go to like Costco or
Oh, yeah, you got
stuff?
A guy?
No, I actually go to Walmart. Walmart sells them, so okay. I just buy cases at a time.
And you're good to go. How many cases do you have on hand currently?
Well, I live in my dorm room, and I have, I think, 4 of them left right now.
All right. And this is your most heavily, I don't know, like a prized commodity right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate you checking in. Have a great rest of the day, all right?
You too.
Take care. Hi, Selena. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So Jordan apparently is buying all the Propel water in the area. The pumpkins, I don't know if we can find any. Barely getting any toilet paper around here. What can he not live without?
Pasta.
Girl, you are speaking my language.
So if the whole world has a shortage of pasta, what's your favorite? You like the rigatoni? You like just the spaghetti fettuccine?
They look like little miniature tires. They're really chewy when you cook them. I like my pasta very chewy.
Oh, nice.
What are those? Does anybody know what the mini tires are? Is there a name for these? You really don't know?
Is it Rotelli? Rotelli, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's that one, yeah.
They're always at cookouts, so it's like the tuna salad with the mayo and then the little tiny
My wife
tires.
Makes chicken salad with those little tires. I like that.
Making me hungry.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
All right. Well, thanks for making us all hungry. I appreciate you, Selena.
And I couldn't live without coffee.
I'm with you.
It's just everybody's vice. Have a great day, okay? Educators, look after our children. They help mold them into the fine human beings that they're about to be. But you once had a teacher who blanked. Oh, yeah? Well, I had a teacher who blank. That's what I want you to fill in for us today. Sensational stories about your teacher. And Elena, I want you to start. You had a teacher who blank.
Who had a lesbian affair.
Yeah!
Yep, the gym teacher. Married to the chief of police.
Had to be the gym teacher, too, didn't it?
Yep. And apparently it was with the next door neighbor lady, and they got caught, and that's all everybody could talk about at school.
That sounds like a soap opera.
It does. It was a huge ordeal, and
all the key players in town, you know, it. You never know.
Police chief's wife, next door. Getting down with the neighbor's wife.
Yeah, but they actually, you know, obviously they got divorced, but she actually married the woman, and they're happy now.
So I had a lesbian gym teacher in middle school, and they wouldn't allow her to be in the locker room while we were changing. I'm like, she's not a pedophile. She's a lesbian. Don't you think that's weird? That would make me very mad if I was just preferred the same sex, but then people said you can't be in there with my 12-year-olds while they're changing. It's not like it made her excited or anything like that. That would make me really mad.
I'd have to give some thought to that. Kat, you had a teacher who blank.
So I had Mr. Buss, and he was social studies, and people tried to make up their own narrative of what might happen every morning for this guy. So if you ever saw Billy Madison and the principal who showed up at the door with his wrestling mask on, that's what this guy looked like. But every single day he would show up, and around his socks, like his ankle socks, would be sticker burrs. So we're like, where is this guy coming from? What is he doing every single morning? Should we give him a ride to school? He would just have sticker burrs, like 20 or 30. I'm like, what is he
doing? You never found out?
No, we never asked. Why do you have sticker burrs all over yourself? They'd be on his sweater. I'm like, where is this guy hanging out?
What if he was living in the woods?
Maybe he did live in the woods.
I mean, maybe it was his own choice. I mean, maybe he wasn't homeless. Maybe he just preferred nature to humans.
He never stunk or anything, and he always had like clean clothes on, but there were just sticker burrs all over.
Hey, Juliana, do me a favor real quick. Oh, yeah? I had a teacher who blanked.
Snipped markers.
Yes, why not, right? There was remember you guys, it would be a styrofoam package and the markers would be laid in there and then it would have a little cover. And as soon as you had to, they
but
smelled
so
good.
Were they
so
the ones that were supposed to be sniffed or were they the ones that made them high?
She had a lot of the Mr. Sniff markers.
Oh, okay.
A couple of times there was black dots of the permanent marker.
Under her nose. She walked around with a little black nose. She looked like Charlie Chaplin with a little black dot under her nose.
Yes.
Now, do you think she was getting high during class, or was this just a, I'm going to do this because I'm sitting around a bunch of kids and they smell delicious?
With the way she taught, I would think the first.
But we don't like to judge a book, right?
What grade was this in, by the way, Juliana?
No. 10th. Green.
Well, okay, green, yeah. This I get if you're in second or third grade and all the kids are using markers, but there's no need for these markers in 10th grade other than to get stoned.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, I appreciate
you filling
in the
day
blank.
With your gosh,
you guys stink and you're...
She won't let us into the classroom until the bell rings.
Feels a whole lot better right now. So you're filling in the blank. Thank you for the call, Juliana, by the way. I really appreciate it. You're filling in the blank today. Oh, yeah? Well, I had a teacher who blanked. I definitely want it. Now,
I'm hoping that this is...
Hey, Brittany, what did you... Cat, get ready. You're going to love this one.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Brittany, what did your teacher do? Oh, yeah. Well, my teacher blanked.
So we had a math teacher that ate chalk.
Okay.
He would do his whole thing on the chalkboard with chalk, you know, and now he'd get done, and before he would set the chalk down, he would just take, a chunk. He would bite it and take a chunk and then just eat it.
Didn't even hide it?
Nope. Just bite off a chunk, set it down, go to his desk, and just eat it.
How'd you react the first time you saw that, Brittany? What'd you say?
I didn't say anything. I just looked at him and was like... Did that really happen?
Yeah.
For real?
Do the cartoon clear your eyes?
Is he eating chalk? Did I really just see him eat that?
Maybe he needs to be on that show, Strange Addiction. I was watching, this girl was eating drywall the other day. Drywall. She has a huge hole in her wall. No one asks questions why it keeps getting bigger and bigger, but she's eating her drywall.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
Brittany.
Well, my sister.
Oh, go ahead.
When my sister-in-law was pregnant, she actually craved chalk, but would not eat it. And her doctor told her it was because she had the iron deficiency.
Yeah. A lot of pregnant women go through that, too. It's called, I don't know if it's pica, but I don't know if that's it. Because pica, you'll just eat like a necklace for no reason.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
It's a terrible disorder. I had to care for a teen girl back in the day, and she had pica, and I would have to stand there and watch her all the time.
She ate her necklace?
She ate some of her loofah. I mean, it's a serious situation. Ooh. But when you're pregnant, sometimes you crave piles of dirt. You just want to eat dirt.
Weird. All of this got a little off track, but Brittany, what I want you to do is hang tight. Elena, is there any way that you can get Melissa to call in? Will she talk on the radio?
I texted her and she said no, but I might be able to convince her.
Okay, so here, give me a second. Brittany, I'm going to try and get Elena's fiance on, but what her male teacher got fired for is, I guarantee you've never heard of this before, you've never seen it before, and it is going to blow your mind. Melissa joins the show. Now, Melissa is Elena's fiance. And as soon as I saw your text, I said, you got to come on the radio. I know it's not your jam, but tell everybody what your teacher did, please.
He was fired for painting, paintings with his butt and his male parts.
On his own time? Did he have these canvases at home, or was this part of the curriculum?
It was on his own time, but he would sell them for $900, and he was getting famous, so the school board was just no. We're not doing this.
We don't tolerate your Wang paintings. Sorry. That's not nice. That was his own time. That's rude.
Yeah, he ended up suing the county because it was infringing on his freedom of speech.
Yeah,
that's kind of a weird spot. So I get the male parts, right? I get that. Here's what, and that's fine. You can do what you want at your house, but how do you paint with your own butt? You know what I mean? Like, you just dip some red paint on one cheek and some yellow on the other, and you paint Hulk Hogan. Is that what you got going on there?
Well, he was painting like butterflies.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then when he flipped around, was it like a fruit bowl then?
Gross.
Right? That's all I can think of.
You guys are so immature. I can only imagine, like, you know, the...
Thank you, Melissa.
The rings that you hang down for, like, the Olympics. That's how you'd support yourself. And you just hover above the canvas.
All
and
of
dunk
this
a new ball.
Got so far off. Right. So I guess... I just am not as creative as I thought I was.
My Google searches have been crazy this week. Because
I see another memo coming out
now.
Podcast, download the podcast.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Bryant Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend immediately.
And hey, we have more podcast episodes available, so go check them out right now. Do it. Come on, do it. Seriously, do it.